In our gospel for this morning, it's a powerful story at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In the first chapter of Mark, Jesus leaves the synagogue having just done some healings, and people are quite amazed by what he's done. And they go to the house of Simon, who was called Peter. And you heard the story. Jesus comes in, the table's not set, nothing's ready because Simon's mother-in-law is ill. And he goes in, and in typical Mark fashion, it simply says he lifted her up, and she was healed, and she began to serve them. It's such a simple thing, a very short little episode that's packed with so much. I want to concentrate today on two verbs, lift and serve, two important words. And as a disclaimer, because I was trained as a preacher that you should steal shamelessly but give credit, I want to credit the work of Sarah Heinrich, Professor Sarah Heinrich, for her commentary on this particular reading. That idea of being lifted up is certainly one that we're familiar with within our life as a community of faith. We understand that part of the role of what God does for us and part of what our role as the church is to lift up the brokenhearted, heal those who are sick, provide shelter for those who have no home, feed those who are hungry, console those who are in the depth of despair. It's really a good bit of our mission that we get from Jesus. After all, the very first thing that happens in Mark is that Jesus begins to heal, to restore those who have been broken to the fullness of community. See, what happens when you're sick in the ancient world, and is also true these days, when you're sick, you really can't participate in the community, can you? You're just sort of set aside a little bit, especially if you're contagious, a good practice. Set them aside. But what Jesus does is he lifts up Simon Peter's mother-in-law so that she can be restored to the community to do the second part, the second verb. Lifting up, we understand. We get that. But what I love about this text is the pairing of the verb to lift up with the verb to serve. One goes with the other. It's sequential. I mean, it would have been a good enough story, wouldn't it have been, for Jesus simply to have healed Simon Peter's mom, his mother-in-law. It would have been enough if he had just done that. But Mark makes a point to say, so that she could serve. And I think that's the second part of our life together as Christian people that sometimes maybe gets a little less press. We like being lifted up, right? The fact is, there's a whole Christian industry about lifting people up. If we can just make them feel good in church on Sunday morning, they probably will come back. Make them smile, make them laugh, serve them good coffee. Good coffee. Fine cookies. And a mediocre sermon, and they'll come back. But you see, that's not where Jesus leaves it. That's what's so exciting about this gospel. For Jesus, the gospel is not valuable in its entertainment, but it does something. The gospel lifts us up so that we can serve. Well, sometimes that's the part of being the body of Christ that we can neglect. It's hard to understand how we who are broken, who are hurting, who are downtrodden, have a role in being of service to the world. And yet Jesus calls us in our brokenness, in our imperfection, to be servants. Well, what does that look like? Well, all of you know that one of my great heroes is Bishop Mark Hansen. I don't like most bishops, but I really like Mark. You're probably tired of hearing about Mark, but what I love about Mark is that he has in his role as the Bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America reminded us time and time again that we are about the gospel of Jesus Christ and that we are called to lift up. And so he's called us time and time again to do a ministry with those who are most vulnerable. Does it sound familiar? Who does Jesus hang out with? Widows, women, children, lepers, sick people, outcasts. Mark reminds us time and time again that our mission is rooted in those with whom the world has rejected. And he has led us in these past years, as many of our leaders have since the beginning, to stand in solidarity with those who are oppressed. To even, oh God forbid, get involved in politics if it means that it will bring justice. It's hard to imagine. Lift them up, we're told in the gospel. Be for, as Luther says, be for the world little Christs. But don't stop there. The second part of what Mark, I think, has done for us as a church is to remind us that at our core and who we are as human beings and as Christians is to be sent out to serve. In this gospel lesson for today, Jesus has been, it's been like a circus. All of these people have been coming to him and they've received healings and the lame have walked and the blind have seen and the lepers have been healed and the word gets out. And they are crowding at Jesus' door and being a good pastor, he goes out the back door and finds a place to pray. Before dawn, he leaves them all behind and everyone is searching for him. And when they find him, they say, Jesus, Jesus, everyone's looking for you. They all want to get healed. They want to get lifted up. Now, any respectable, conscientious, and, you know, somebody who wants to be successful person would have said, well, let's go find him. You know, we're on a roll now. Let's go. Let's go get these people healed. But Jesus looks at the disciples and says, let's move on. Let's go out from this place. Let us go out into all of Galilee so that we can share the word of hope. For that is what I came out to do. To serve with hands and word, to take that word and that healing and that hope to as broad a part of the world as they can. Because it's not enough to stay where Jesus is, to rest on his laurels. He goes out. One of the calls that we receive is to go out into the world to share that word. Jesus is convinced and wants us to know that God is inbreaking into the world, that God's kingdom is so close, it's beginning to unfold. And he wants to share that word, not only with the words of hope, with his voice and his writings and his stories, but with healing hands but he can't remain where he is, and neither can we. One of the great gifts of being the church is that together we can reach the whole world, but not by staying here. If we insist on staying comfortably where we are, surrounded by those who bring us success and hope and comfort, then we severely limit God's word and hope in the world. I love that Jesus tells his disciples, yes, we're very successful here. Isn't that nice? Let's move on. From the certainty to uncertainty. From success into the unknown. What Jesus sees is that out there, somewhere, there is healing to be done and hope to be shared. I am happy that in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, we have decided that out there is a good place and that that's where we belong. And so we find ourselves throughout the world, in Ethiopia, in Chicago, in Mexico. We find ourselves sharing time and effort with the Invisible Children's Project in Uganda and the Congo. We find ourselves even in that wild and crazy mission called the Midwest, where people are dying and there is hopelessness. I think God is sending us out as well. God first lifts us up and then calls us to service and then sends us out. So two verbs this morning from our gospel. You have been lifted up and God is calling you to serve. Amen.